I bless God for the privilege and opportunity of being a part of this one-day revival service. I don't expect anybody to go home the same way that he came into this place. And we are not gathered for a jamboree. We are gathered this evening for a serious business with the Almighty God. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. So I appreciate him for this program and what the Lord is doing and what the Lord is yet to do in, through, and with you. Amen. Amen. You see, this service is called what the Lord wants to say to us will go beyond us. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Let every human being here open your mouth to say, Ancient of Days, minister unto me tonight. Ancient of Days, we glorify your name tonight. Open our eyes to understand mysteries in your word, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me tonight to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 32. 1 Chronicles. If you see it, you can read 1 Chronicles, chapter 12. Verse 32. And of the children of Issachar,
that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. 33.
Okay, thank you. Let me quickly go ahead and read a couple of scriptures. Apart from that, let me go to Matthew Gospel, chapter 25, verse 5 and 6. Matthew 25, verses 5 and 6. The bridegroom was a long time in coming. That's the way my translation puts it. The bridegroom was a long time in coming. And they all became drowsy and fell asleep. I feel like reading that verse again. The bridegroom was a long time in coming. And they all became drowsy and fell asleep. Then at midnight, the cry rang out. Hear the bridegroom, come out to meet him. I will also draw your attention to 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1 to 7. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1 to 7. 2 Timothy, brother, if you see it, you can read. Chapter 3 from verse 1 to 7. In the last days,
for men would be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God,
having a form of godliness but denying its power.
Thank you.
And from such people, turn away.
God bless you. You see, tonight, we really want to focus on where we are at this age. The Bible says that children of Israel without understanding the time that you are in. Let me remind somebody tonight. The pre-modern world has gone. In case you do not know, we are not in the modern world. If you get back to history, you will realize that the modern world has gone. Right now, we are in the postmodern world. Postmodern world. That's the time. But I bless God for the children of Issachar. They understood the times, the times, the times. It is good for everybody to wake up. Listen to news. If you don't listen to news, you will be praying for a war that ended last year. It is good for you to be current. It is good for you to know what is happening in the globe. The world is getting smaller and smaller. And as we get into the global village, we draw closer to the closure. And the king is coming. I'm sure the king is coming. I was reading 1 Corinthians. The Bible says, it talks about miserable Pentecostals. It says, if your hope in Christ is only in this life. In other words, if you just come to church so that God will butter your bread, sugar your tea, and complete your rice. If you just come to church so that you shall be healed. If you just come to church so that you can have breakthrough and you can have open doors. If you just come to church so that you can feel good, feel alright. If you come to church just to socialize, if your hope in Christ is only for what God can do for you, if your hope is only for you who have been barren to become pregnant, if your hope is for the unemployed to get job, if that is your hope, and if that is your aim of coming to church, you have come to the wrong place. Let us go and form socio-humanitarian organizations who will take care of these things. But Paul said, if my hope in Christ is only in this life, I am of all men very miserable. I'm afraid we have miserable preachers, we have miserable pastors, we have miserable prophets and evangelists, we have miserable Christians. Those whose hope in Christ is only in this life. I say you are miserable. What is in this life? What is in this life? You can become rich today, and tomorrow doctors will place you on diet. You no longer eat what you want to eat. What is in this life? Solomon was thinkingly rich. Solomon, you know Solomon? As for women, he has 700 wives and 300 concubines. Solomon tested the world, but he declared, vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. Papa, open my eyes. And open the eyes of my brother and sister. That we may understand the times and what we ought to do. There are two things. You might understand the times without knowing what you ought to do. But I bless God for the children of Issachar. Number one, they understood the times. And number two, they knew what they ought to do. I have a prayer for anybody who been listening to this message tonight. And my prayer is this. May you not be a victim of the injury time. May you not be a victim of the injury time. Brother, you will be a victor of the injury time. You know, permit me to refresh your memory on what the injury time is all about. In a typical football setting, we know that it depends on the particular game. Typically, it could be 45 minutes, first half and 45 minutes second half, except if there is a specialized situation of 30 minutes. And then when the game is up, so to say, and in other words, when the 94 minutes is gone, because of various stoppages that may have been made as a result of the football, it becomes necessary on the center referee to add an extra 30 during the regular time to be overturned during the injury time. In other words, you don't say, "I have become victorious," until the injury time has expired. Oh my God. We got to weep and cry, because there are people who began very well with zeal and zest, but at the injury time, they lost their glory. I just remember what happened to Nigeria in 1994. Those of you who are privileged to watch the World Cup match, I think in 1994, between Nigeria and Italy, Nigeria started winning. But at the injury time, when our players took it for granted, when they took it for granted thinking that the game is over, that they've won, their opponent made wiser use of the injury time. Wiser use of the injury time. And the victory was overturned. The players came out of that field crying, weeping profusely, because they lost the game at the injury time. Brother, I'm sure if you are born again, this rest must have cost you something. Why should we come at this injury time and lose our focus? You see, tonight is a message of reflection. It's a light. The Bible said the children of Israel, if you understand the injury time, you wouldn't wonder so much at what is happening this end time. Matthew said, when the master apparently delayed, when the master was not forthcoming, so to say, the people became relaxed. They started feeling drowsy and they fell asleep. When they fell asleep, behold, the master came and took them unaware. I pray that, well, how many of you still believe that the Lord is coming? I want to see you raise your hand if you believe the Lord is coming. Do you believe the Lord is coming? Please put your hand, hang your hand up. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. He went away. I promise that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. He went away. I promise that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. In glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. We're living in a very delicate period. A period when people are no more conscious that they are pilgrims here. Pilgrims. I remember a song that we sang when we were in the secondary school. It said, "Oh my brethren, please be watchful. We are strangers living this world. Are they forth in this city.
You are a stranger.
The world is a stage. You will go. I said you must go. And that's why if you look at yourself, do you know you are no longer younger? I said you are not getting younger. Can you tap your neighbor? Tell your neighbor you are not getting younger. One day, you will look like some of the old women and men in your village. Age will catch up on you. A day shall come. You won't jump like you jump now. You won't dance like you dance now. We are strangers living in this world. A day shall come. And my wonder is this. We are beginning to move into what they call a realized eschatology. In other words, who bewitched the church? I said, who bewitched the church? Christianity seems to be defined by prosperity. Christianity seems to be defined by, yes, God will heal you, bless you. Listen, I'm okay with that. It's a part of the Bible. The Bible is a holistic book. There is healing in the Bible. There is prosperity in the Bible. There's anointing in the Bible. And also, there is hellfire in the Bible. There is heaven in the Bible. There is all of this thing to be part of. So, when you begin to come to church, and then you begin to think, one side, one side. Now, look at what Timothy said. He said, they shall come, and this is the day. The second Timothy, where we read, chapter 3. Last days, people shall be lovers of themselves and lovers of money, boastful, proud, delusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful people. Unholy, without law, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Was he talking about the period that we found ourselves in? What happens in our generation? And let me tell you something tonight. During the injury time, key players are the target. Key players are the target. And that's why this injury time, fiery preachers, great pillars of the church are the target. The devil knows how to capture an Iroko tree, having a full knowledge that if the Iroko tree falls, it will not fall alone. It will crash along with others. Let me tell you. Do you know why you are winning? Do you know why you have become a victim? Do you know why? Do you know why you are a trapped pilgrim? Your prayer tortured the devil. Your Christianity mesmerized the devil. And Satan decided to set a task force concerning you. And the devil sent them on an errand. Do nothing until you track him down. No wonder you have come to a point in your race where the devil imprisoned you in a gutter. Oh, there is somebody I see. You were on fire. The glory was upon your life. And the devil put up a mighty strategy concerning you until he pulled you into the gutter. And I see you shouting from that gutter as a trapped pilgrim. Trapped pilgrim. Trapped into what you rejected in the past. Trapped into what you preached against. Trapped into what you talked against. Trapped into.
mbidoro n'elu ha. Chi mekwekwala mgbacha ọsọ ahụ gbara akala. Ọsọ eluigwe efuola m ihe o. Ọsọ eluigwe efuola m ihe. Chi mekwekwala mgbacha ọsọ ahụ gbara akala. Let me never, never end my journey halfway until I reach. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, never end my journey halfway.
When you see them, you will know that the curtain is about being closed. And the signs are here. The signs are around us. It is in the church. It is outside the church. It is outside the church. Any moment from now, the curtain of life shall be drawn. It is outside. Listen. If you are doubting before, listen. If you are doubting about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, look around. Even look inside the church. Inside the church. And critically assess and analyze what happens in the church. It will quickly tell you the Lord is at the door. In due time is the time when many people will come in the name of the Lord and deceive people. Many false prophets. Do you know that today, native doctors have taken over some pulpits? Native doctors. It's a sign of the injury time. Men who are drunk with a love for money. People whose chapter of ministry is about getting money. A piece of paper with somebody's signature plus photographs of some dead man. I have a prayer for a listener tonight that the Lord will exempt you from being a victim of the injury time. I have a prayer for you that if there be any wounded people still standing to teach Sunday school, Papa, let me never, never end my journey halfway. Until I reach, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never, never end my journey halfway, 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 until alcohol in the past now have alcohol in their fridges. Look at you. By the time God had not blessed you, you were sleeping in the church. By the time God had not blessed you, you were humble before the Lord. By the time God has not blessed you, you were satisfied with fruit drinks. But now God has made you a billionaire. You are now too big. Ondari kakasamba hula brakasa. Injury time is a time when many people become dogs, going back to their vomit. Going back to their vomit. Some church members have gone back to their vomit. Things they hated in the past, they have gone back to them.
their consciences abhorred, they have gone back to them.
Such a person can still be answering a Christian, "I am born again." I see people moving from godliness to drug, godliness to drunkenness. That somebody can drink alcohol and perform in the stage. But do you know my worry? Somebody can drink the alcohol and perform on the stage. The people's hearts shall be lifted. They shall be catapulted to the Sanctum Sanctorum. But the person will only be a funnel. Funnel that will be used and dropped at last. Listen to me tonight. God can use any nonsense person. God can use any criminal. Because I read in the Bible that God used an axe to speak to Balaam. And I asked myself three questions. Number one, was that axe born again? No, the donkey was not born again. Number two, did the donkey receive the Holy Ghost? No, the donkey did not receive the Holy Ghost. But number three, did God use the donkey? Yes, God used the donkey. My relationship with God is more important than what God uses me to do. God can decide to use anybody to perform a particular thing and push the person aside. Papa, don't use me and abandon me. Don't use me and abandon me. The Bible says, the love of many shall grow cold. People shall be lovers of pleasure. Lovers of pleasure. Lovers of pleasure. Injury time is the time when there is a surge of immorality. When those who abhor in Christian ethics, listen to me tonight. In Christian ethics, the Christianity we saw, the Christianity we experienced, a young girl has no relationship with an intended husband till they go to the altar and declare, "I do." But today, how many have we joined under pregnancy? This is a generation of intelligent sinners. A generation of intelligent sinners. They know how to commit abomination needs in a need formula. Nobody will discover. But I know, even from the altar, there's a declaration. The day shall come when the secret of every heart shall be revealed. Church, listen. The pastor is not the final judge. Otherwise, he would have given you direct visa to heaven because of the Christmas gift of last year. It is not the committee who decides who goes to heaven. They would have given you direct, said, "Oh, this brother," they would have reached out for your tithe record. Even if you shed innocent blood to pay tithe, you are a faithful brother. Even if you are a criminal, listen to me tonight. It's a night of deliverance. A night when God shall set free men and women that are victims of the injury time. On this platform tonight, restoration. On this platform tonight, there shall be revival. On this platform tonight, there shall be freedom. Somebody must come up and declare, "Lord, for the past 10 years, I have been a victim of the injury time. I still come to church and feel alright, feel groovy. But I have become a victim. I'm a dog. God, I'm a dog. Nobody knows, but I'm a dog. I returned to my vomit 10 years ago. I returned to my vomit 7 years ago. I returned to my vomit 5 years ago. I returned to my vomit.
those who clap for you are not the final judge. What is your relationship? Are we beginning to have men who multiply women and wives after themselves? Just like one of the things we read in the Islam, in the Islamic course in Islam. They say, you are empowered to hire a wife to make a journey. And there are people who are beginning to practice that. You hire. But later, let me say, in the darkest of dark is the invisible. You know, when I look at the world, let me look at the world a bit. Today, there is what they call alternative lifestyle. These things are all brought about by the devil to encourage immorality. A situation where a church, I say a church, or a denomination, passes a bill which allows a minister of the gospel freedom to marry and live with a fellow man in the personage. You know, when these things happen, you begin to say, God, Jesus is coming. Injury time is a time. They said, okay, when a man involves an immorality with a woman, a strange woman, that it is called outside experiment. Satan is manufacturing vocabularies and language to water down iniquity. That's injury time. Satan is manufacturing watering languages to water down iniquity. That's injury time. Listen tonight. As I look at the world, and even to young people who get into the internet, let me say this to you. God is in the internet. Satan is in the internet. You browse into the person you want. Hear me again. God is in the internet. Satan is in the internet. You browse into the person that you want. That box called, you know, computer, could be used to glorify God. It can be used if you are drunk with the wine of Satan. It can also be used for destruction. We're talking about injury time. Look at our time. Injury time is a time when, even in pursuit of job, look at the society, especially in our context, especially in our context in our country today. Meritocracy is hardly into consideration. Meritocracy. It's no more necessarily. You merit this office. You merit this position, academically speaking, or by other qualification, or by even your experience. No! Sometimes, people will bribe their way through, even when they are not qualified. Sometimes, they will tell a lady, can I go out with you? You are getting the job the following day. I have had lecturers who tell students, go and pay your own hotel bill and wait for me there. Just for somebody to pass examination. I'm telling you, I'm not speaking from guesswork. I'm sharing with you the realities of the injury time. And many people are already swallowed up. Many people are in there. They come out. Thank God for beautiful testimonies we give in the church. But I have a question for you. What are the untold stories of your breakthrough? Brethren, praise the Lord with me. He gave me a car. Praise the Lord with me. He gave me a job. Praise the Lord. I praise God. He does that. He will do. And he will continue to do. But to you in particular, what of the untold story of the contract that you got? The untold story of your admission. The one you wouldn't be bold enough to share with the brethren. The one you wouldn't be bold enough to lift up hand and tell the brethren details of your breakthrough. Papa, take us back to where we first met you. Let me share with you a pathetic story tonight. A lady came out looking for job. She wrote several applications, and of course, there was no positive result. The only one that she saw, the basic qualification was that she will defile herself with the boss, and the job she will get. In her mentality, Satan convinced her that God is late. Let me warn somebody listening to me tonight. Any day Satan convinces you to declare that God is late, that is the beginning of your calamity. Any day you conclude that God is late, late in giving you the fruit of the womb. God, you have delayed and you are late. You can do other things thinking you are helping God. Any day you think God is late in giving you the fruit of the womb, you will now go to Egyptian recommendation. All over the time, there is a recommendation from Egypt. And I'm afraid the injury time is a time when men abandon biblical recommendation. Recommendation from the men and people of God, and resort to recommendation from Egypt. God is late in giving you a husband, so you can do anything to rope in a man into marriage. But may I announce to you tonight, the Lord is not a latecomer. He has never been late. He cannot be late. He's always right on time. And he is always right on time. When this sister thought that God was late, she decided to agree with the man. She went in, had that immorality with the man, and as if it was time, she got pregnant. And because of this shame, she wanted to abort the baby. She went to the hospital trying to abort the baby. All of a sudden, during the abortion, she died. Listen to me, church. She missed the job. She missed Jesus. And she missed heaven. She missed the job. She missed Jesus. And she missed heaven. Let me never, never end my journey halfway until I reach. Injury time is a time when people move from godliness to diabolical activities. Are you surprised that an occultic man may be somewhere in the Pentecostal church? Let me tell you. You know, sir, I was reading Acts Apostle. I saw something that blew my mentality. When Paul and Co. came to the island of, is it Malta or what? The Bible says they made fire for them. When they made fire for them, Python manifested. Now listen. The Python was also comfortable with the people of God until fire was made. Injury time is a time. Otherwise, why will a preacher come with means and mesmerize the people, and there's no fire that will fish him out until he drags out every cobble from your pocket and runs out? Even the time is the time. The Bible said people shall be deceived. Are there not people who are deceived by signs and wonders? What is wonder? Wonder is anything that makes you wonder. And Satan can also make you wonder. Injury time. I am moved more by your message before I accept your signs and wonders. Injury time is a time when, you see, there was this story that somebody was in one church. Because because of her occultic inclination, she was also in the choir. As she sang, any day she comes to church, she comes with a special granola. And as she begins to chew the granola, some choristers will begin to sing. That is why we need to get back to God. Until we see fire in the church. Do you know my worry? When we say Holy Ghost fire, we send it outside. No. It needs to be straight inside. Cockroach has started coming to church. Rat has started coming to church. Snake and python has started coming to church. Let the band play. Cockroach might dance more than any other person. Do fundraising. Scorpion might give more money than any other person. Talk about the election. Rat might pull more votes than any other person. But God set fire in the church that insects will begin to manifest. Injury time is a time when people that should be outside occupy strategic positions in the church. Injury time is a time of breakdown of relationship. A time when we begin to have pursuit of money at the expense of Christianity. And any brother who wants to get rich by all means is a dangerous brother. Anybody who wants to get rich by all means is very, very dangerous. Injury time is a time when we have inversion of crime wave. When people worship the God of movie, God of movie, God of home video. When last did you wait on the Lord for 1 hour privately in your home? But when last did you worship a home video for 2 hours non-stop? We are living in a world where a girl of age 12 can legally get abortion in some part of the world without the parents. Injury time is a time when people are talking about secularism. If you are an academician, if you travel beyond this place, if you interact with some people and some quarters, they are talking about secularism. They don't want anything supernatural. That's what this generation is. They don't want anything supernatural. What they want is cash, credit card, condominium, car, club membership. That is what touches them. Their sense of value is all about comfort, all about money, all about self-achievement. Self and pleasure first. As we look at injury time, you know the focus. Here and now. Everybody talks about here and now. And some of us in the church follow to talk about here and now. Now what is important to me is now. Not knowing that you can be fed today and die tomorrow. You can be lifted today and die tomorrow. There were these deaconess that worshipped God. A deaconess that served the Lord. But towards the injury time, she got sick. This deaconess had a man. The husband was not a believer. She got sick and she was dying. I want to tell you what can happen just at injury time, just in a jiffy. The husband came under Egyptian recommendation. They said, "My wife, please, don't go with me. There is a place," they said, "if you go, you shall be delivered. Your situation will change." The man brought 3 coins and oiled the wife. "Please, if you love me, touch." I don't say go, just touch, and we shall go on your behalf. This deaconess, this child of God, this daughter of Zion, this lady that has spent most of her years serving the Lord, she, under pressure, touched the 3 coins. She only touched. She didn't go. She only touched. And when she touched, they went on her behalf. Who went on your behalf? I'm asking somebody tonight, I don't know your name. Who went on your behalf with your consent? You didn't go. You are a careful sinner. You carefully avoided going, but you sent a delegation. It didn't take a long time, the sister died. And when she died, you know, as she began to go to the way of all the earth, she saw two ways. When she saw two ways, she quickly went to go to the road where the angels were. And one demon grabbed her. Where are you going to? She said, I was a faithful deaconess. I served the Lord. Fortunately, the demon brought her the 3 coins. Did you or did you not touch? And the lady was dumbfounded. The day people will go to hell, they will have no argument. They will say, God, your judgment is just. The sister kept quiet. And when she kept quiet, one angel came and separated them and said, go back! The sister came back to life and sent for the pastor. And then confessed what she did. I don't know what they're asking you. How long will you stay without a child? And you're moving beyond what we can see in the church as a result of the injury time. They recommend places to you. You secretly go and you come in. I was reading the Bible, it says, injury time is a time. It says in Matthew 24 verse 10, then shall many be offended and will betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. In other words, there must be victims. Injury time is a time when brethren become seriously offended. Do you know, you may go to the social club and you were not offended. You may go to your working place or school and you were not offended. And you come to the church where you should rejoice, where you should be lifted, and you get offended. Offense must come. Offense can come from anybody. It's a sign of the injury. The Bible says many shall be offended. If you have not yet been offended, then you are yet to experience the injury time. Offense must come. Offense must come. And for spiritual kindergarten, they will say, let me leave the church for them. The church is your father's property. I am not a stranger. I am a shareholder, a stakeholder, let me put it that way, in the church. No man can cause me to leave the church. No offense shall make me leave the church, because I am a child of God and I have a birthright. David is saying, for it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have hidden from him. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man my equal, my guide, my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in company. That's what he said in Psalm 55, 12 to 14. It was not an outsider that played 419 on me. He wouldn't have gotten me. It was not an outsider who deceived me. It was you, my own brother. We sat under the same pastor, shared in the same praying and fasting, ate the same communion, and you lifted up yourself against me. Injury time is a time when brother will betray brother. Injury time is a time when Satan has infested the church with hatred. Some years ago, a brother asked a question in a meeting. He said, "Brother, please, you people who read the Bible, is there anything called holy enmity in the Bible? Please, can you help me? Do you have a place called holy enmity?" I said, "Why are you asking such questions?" He said, "When I see enmity, it looks as if the physical Satan is leading a song." I wanted to listen to them. How can somebody be performing? Yes, I agree. He broke engagement with him, but is that the right to hate him with perpetual hatred? When the person is performing to you, you make. Have you seen people walk out of the church with their Bible? I'm sure you can't go to the same heaven with the person. God must prepare a different heaven for you and a different heaven. Otherwise, you won't go at all. Listen to me tonight. I will be surprised if you go to hell because you committed adultery. I will be surprised if you go to hell because you were an armed robber. I will be surprised if you go to hell because you went to the house of a native doctor. I'll be surprised. But I won't be surprised that many believers will go to hell because of hatred. I preached a message titled, "So You Later Came Here." It's a comment none of us should pray to hear. That after suffering on this earth, after preaching all these things, after spending your years in the church, that spiritual carelessness will land you to the pit of hell. And those you preach to who refuse to repent will now see you in hell. And they will mention you by your first and second name and say, "So, you later came here." This is the wrong time. It is a time to quarrel with God, not at this time of injury. If you ask me what the time says, I will say it is 5 minutes to 2 hours. When it is 2 hours, the curtain of life shall be drawn, and the king will come. The Bible says in Matthew, "Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold." Injury time is the time when many who began in the spirit are rounding up in the flesh. Where is your zeal? No more mind for revival. Injury time is the time when the church will organize revival. Men who sponsor the revival with their money shall not participate in the revival. Injury time. It's the time when the standard of holiness is drastically reducing. Standard of holiness. When it doesn't matter, we flood the thing. People will even influence the pastor to say, "Forget it, it doesn't matter." Injury time is the time when the church is becoming more political than politicians. If you are politicking from outside, I will understand you from secular point of view. But when you are coming and speaking in tongue, using the name of the Lord to play dangerous. Yes. Yes. I see your container returning. 7 of them. I see you. You know, when we believe, if you sleep in the night, you dream of rapture. But now you sleep, you dream of limousine. You now sleep and they'll hand over promotion letter to you. Out of the abundance of the heart. Injury time is the time when sermons are adjusted to please the learned and please the rich. Now let me tell you, there's a great politician in Nigeria that made a statement, and I like that statement. Listen to that statement. He said, "When I come to the church, I expect the preachers to preach until my ego is beaten down." That's what the politician said. "When I come to church, I expect the preachers to preach until my ego is beaten down." But I'm surprised that when I step into the church, that the clergy will begin to pour encomiums, eulogies on me. I get out of the church with the praises of preachers instead of the wounds of their sermons.
Brother, the Bible says,
not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. I was also afraid, the Bible said, many will come to me and say, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name?
Hey!
Did we not do mighty miracles in your name?
What do you mean, Lord? It means you must give us stupendous prophecies that will come to pass.
But it doesn't mean that you are godly.
It doesn't mean you are godly.
You may cast out demons. God might just honor his word and not you.
Church, let's go beyond the human being.
Let's go beyond what the Lord uses us to accomplish. And what the devil made is to keep you alive to hear this message. For years, you have been in chains, but tonight there is a deliverance for every invisible chain. Bow your heads in prayer.
I want you to ask yourself this question. If you ask yourself this question, I will give you the opportunity to come to the altar on your own accord.
My hope until I reach my
hope. Oh yes, oh yeah. Until I reach
my hope, I will be.
Until I reach my hope.
Thank you.